Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to your radio promo. This is Robert J, and we've got so many great things happening. This is the end of the year. So many awesome things. So many people getting so busy, going shopping, making their list, checking them twice, and thinking to themselves, "Oh my goodness, what am I going to do?" But you know what? There's only so many days in a month, so many months in a year, and here we are, right at the end of the year again. It's amazing how we go through this holiday. It's a beautiful holiday. It's a very happy time of the year for many. Of course, it's a depressing time of year for others. But for the most part, we do get through this. And if you're listening and you're a little down and out right now, just look at the bright side. You know, we've got New Year's a week after Christmas, and then we've got the New Year. That's the whole idea of New Year, for new beginnings, fresh beginnings. You're planning on doing maybe losing a few pounds or whatever. You know, the best time to focus on that is, you know, put your plans in order now, and after the holidays are over and you're done eating all those sweets, and you know, just go ahead and get going with it right first of the year. Just set a goal, whatever it is. If it's just you want to start walking more, start saving for that next vacation, the new toy you might want. Maybe you want to buy a new family car down the road or whatever. Make investments in your family's and your kids' future, save for college. I mean, of course, it never does end. And that's life. Life does continue on, and that's just got to roll with the punches. You know, just go down the road and continue on, and just keep focused and just keep your blinders on. And whatever your passion is in your life, just go towards that. Just go towards what is going to make you happy and what's going to be, definitely help out your family and keep you, on the right track. Once again, this is Robert J. I do appreciate you tuning in. Today's Your Radio Promo. We're covering this week, this particular series, we're doing the staying ahead of the social media curve. And the reason why I brought the topic, if you will, is hearing other folks out there and educators, people who have become very successful, actually, been and are, I should say, successful on the internet community, as well as, mom and pop type shop, traditional business, pretty much any business uses the internet nowadays, but pretty much anybody who's been successful, that's what they're focusing on now, is getting more involved in social media. It's so important to stay in front, if you want to say front and center, or ahead of the curve. So many, 10 years? I think it's been about 10 years now, right, since Facebook's been around. If you think about the turn of the century, the new millennium, the 21st century, if you recall, Y2K, people were getting prepared for that particular day when the new year had changed over, and so many people were getting food stocked away, being ready for just in case the computer system throughout the United States or throughout the world, for that matter, crashed or for whatever reason. They were really concerned about that, but that worked out okay. People made a lot of money on selling books about Y2K, but it was a good idea to just have something you can, if anything, be prepared for. God forbid something were to happen tragically, whether you lost your electricity for a week or two, or weren't able to leave your home. Maybe gas. We had that a few years ago, where all electricity on the Northeast, pretty much the whole eastern part of the seaboard of the United States, including the Midwest, was totally out of. So we went through about a week with long lines of gas and all that stuff. So it's always good to plan ahead, and that's kind of what you want to do with dealing with social media. Definitely get involved with the majors that are out there, of course, the Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube. Get yourself, including myself, I'm not the type of person who want to get in front of a camera and, okay, look at me and all that stuff. But, quite honestly, many, many people are doing that. There's Vine, 6-second video. And I give credit and props to the younger generation, how they're taking a 6-second video and use majority of the time comedy or something just that stood out. And a lot of those folks are actually making six figures or higher on a yearly basis because it sells, right? So it's just amazing how everything has evolved. I really had wished that I had actually, my band back in the day, had YouTube when we were playing, right? Who knows, maybe we would be the next sensation. Maybe not, but just saying. That was probably the beginning of the... Actually, it was the beginning of the MTV video era, music television. VH1 eventually came out after that, revolutionized it. And every single thing you have out there can always get improved, right? And that's pretty much what's always happening. The internet is constantly evolving. It's always evolving. It's always changing, forever changing. And that's why you want to stay ahead of the social media curve, because you never know what might come out next. And if you could jump on whatever the latest and greatest thing is, some things may come out and not be so great and not do so well. But if you catch a ride with, like, as an example, the first, thousand of people that got on YouTube, right, started promoting it the way it should have been promoted in the first place, most of those people are still to this day pretty much enjoying the rewards from that effort, and they continue to do even do more things nowadays and have probably on several different businesses due to the fact of making that decision of just going for it. Once again, you've joined us. This is Robert J. with Your Radio Promo. You can catch me on my Twitter at Consumer View. That's at CONSUMERVUE. Consumer View actually was established by about 10, 12 years ago. I was working on another project, basically, and at that particular time offering people they can view commercials and get paid for it. That has since evolved. A friend of mine is actually going with that with another company now, which is great. I kept the name on because I thought for sure that's the kind of business I've been involved with and what I want to be involved with the consumer. You know, helping out consumers, helping out people. And the View, it's really why I spelled V-U-E is because of my family at that time, we actually had a Saturn View. And I thought it'd be cute. Hey, you know, View. Of course, I didn't think about, well, most people don't know how to spell View that way. That way they spell it V-I-E-W, right? But I just decided to just stay with it. And, of course, it's been out there for years now. So we've got a lot of traffic coming to that particular domain, that name. So as of this point right now, we're still going to continue on with at Consumer View, CONSUMERVUE. Now, getting back to the staying ahead of the social media curve, if you're new, if you're a novice, maybe you've been on for a while, maybe, put it on the side, put it back burner for a while as far as your marketing efforts online, whether you're selling weight loss, whether you're selling toothpaste, maybe you're a professional and you're trying to get your practice people into your chiropractic office, maybe you've got a hair salon, maybe you sell really, actually, it lists it endless. Pretty much any of you, if you're a marketer, if you're looking for more traffic, you want to definitely get yourselves involved with several of the majors. And I highly recommend using the same name on all of them. If you can't use the same name as somebody's taking it, come up with something similar to that. Because every time you talk to someone, you're going to want to be able to give them, for instance, give them your Twitter account, okay? You're going to say, like, for my example, I've got several Twitters. One, of course, I've got the most followers right now, and I've built up for a little while and plan on getting it built up even further as we go on with this show and other things that I'm doing. It's at Consumer View. That's it. If you want to email me, you want to send me a message, I can go ahead and give you my email address, and that's fine. However, it's the end thing now to basically just, just say the name at Consumer View, or if you want to use your name, I highly recommend you doing that as well. I am changing up a few things, so those things maybe after the first of the year they'll be properly launched. However, if you have your name, it's a pretty simple name to remember. Maybe use a first name and a middle initial, last name, whatever's easier for you. But as you're building your online presence and building your social media business, you want to always keep one five-letter word in mind, and the word is brand, B-R-A-N-D. That's brand. You always want to continuously promote your brand. Guess what your brand is? It's you. Yes, that's right. Your brand is you. If you have a product, if you have a service, whatever it is that you're doing, whatever your passion is, right now you're thinking, well, I don't have a lot of passion for anything. I'm a salesman. I sell, for ADT, the alarm systems, okay? That's fine. Maybe you're Jeff, the ADT guy, right? That could be your handle on Twitter, if that's the way you want to go. Just keep in mind, you're continuously building you. So you may want to just use your first name or maybe something you're passionate about. Maybe I'm the alarm guy, if you decide you want to stay in that particular business your whole career. Maybe 6 years or 6 months down the road, you're selling life insurance, but you're no longer the alarm guy, right? So you may want to use your name. Like, I've got Consumer View. Maybe come up with a catchy phrase. Make it catchy, and also, by all means, make it to where someone knows how to spell it. Look at it as a fourth grader reading it, okay? Look at it as somebody at a fourth grade reading level is reading it. Make it easy. Don't do a bunch of birth dates and mumbo jumbo in there, okay? Because that's just going to confuse people. And you want people to come to you. You want people to not shy away when they get all these different letters spelled funny and not really easy to pronounce. By all means, if it's your company's name, that's fine, but make it something short and sweet. Okay, once again, brand. You're continuously, on a daily basis, branding yourself. Another thing, too, about staying ahead of the social media curve, you want to give. You want to give back. You know, we've heard since that movie came out years ago called Pay It Forward, and a lot of people have taken the message to the masses, especially now since we have the Internet to our, you know, at our disposal. They've taken the word out there to help others become a better person, to give back, whether it be financially, but also you can give back just by your experience, whatever it is you went through trying to build, you know, as you started to build your business, maybe you had a few pitfalls here and there. You may be able to share it with people on what to do and, of course, what not to do. People, when I was in my marketing business, and I've walked the minefields for you. I've blew up quite a few times, but I pretty much know the pathway through the other end of the yard, or the 100 yards, if you will, on not getting, you know, hurt again. And I've always wanted to be that type of person to help others to get to the other side and achieve their success. And whatever their success, whatever they're here on this planet to do, I wanted to help them get to that particular level and enjoy their lives and be a good person. And also, with that, build up their self-esteem and, of course, once again, build themselves up as building up their brand. But in order to stay ahead of this curve, like I said, you may see things that come out that are geared towards social media. Hop on them. Check them out. Do your due diligence on these different mediums, these different channels that are out there. YouTube is sensational. I mean, when that came out, oh my goodness, anybody and everybody could be a star, right, overnight. It's just amazing how many people have it's proven that fact. Whether, of course, being in the music business, Justin Bieber comes to mind. Young kid singing a song, you know, next thing you know, he gets discovered, right? And, you know, he's world famous and has a great career going. I've got another guy, I can't remember his name offhand, but his daughter, he sang really good songs for the band Boston. And just singing to have fun, a karaoke style, and his daughter submitted it to Tom Schultz found it, the founder of Boston, the lead guitarist. And by the way, he's also the creator of the rock band and so many other great things. Just a genius, music genius. Anyway, found this guy, and next thing you know, a few months later, the guy who was working at Home Depot is now touring with one of the greatest rock and roll bands in the world, Boston, as they had lost their lead singer about a year before, Bradley Dill. May he rest in peace. So yeah, so you never know what you don't need to be a star like where, you know, you're world renowned. It's okay to be a star within your community as you build up a following on your Facebook, a friend page. You know, definitely want to work on getting some fan pages built, even if it's just one. Just focus on that one, get it done. If you're focusing on, whatever area it is, whether it's self-help, whether you're targeting the health and nutritional industry, you sell alarms, you're in car sales, whatever it is, you're actually, maybe you're an inventor, maybe making apps, you're an affiliate marketer, an internet marketer, whatever it is that you're doing, just get that fan page put out there, you know, just get it set up. It's really simple, and you can obviously get a lot of instruction by even going on YouTube and finding out some information. Just put the keywords in there and see what other people have to say who have done it already, who have succeeded. And those people doing that, majority of those folks are actually giving back. They're sharing with others on what they've done, how they've succeeded with their business. And that's how you can succeed. You're not using other people's ideas, but you're basically getting an idea of what somebody's doing. You may take it and put a little twist to it, right? But the whole idea of this social media and the way the business world is working nowadays is many people are sharing – with what they've done, and in turn, they're helping others to succeed in their own business. Like I said, okay, so of course, Facebook, if you haven't gotten that yet, get that set up. Get yourself a Twitter, Instagram, by all means, if you like taking pictures. It depends, I don't know, really, who doesn't like taking pictures? Of course, grandma and grandpa, you know, they love taking that picture, right? But you've also got, you know, people who are photographers, professional photographers. Maybe they want to put their work out there to get gigs doing weddings. DJs, as an example. I've done DJing myself as well. I know some people in the industry as well that have DJed. And one guy in particular comes to mind, is a sensational DJ. Guy is so huge right now, he's actually got multiple people working for him. So he still goes out, does the jobs, he loves it, but he actually has other folks working for him. And he's able to he's actually able to just duplicate himself, just and learn pretty much on what to do next. And by being involved in your community, by rubbing shoulders with other people who are in the business, that's fine. Years ago, within sales, the last thing you wanted to do was, you know, protect your customer base. And, oh, my goodness, don't let this guy talk to my people because then he's going to steal my customer. A lot of that has changed nowadays. It's more or less, you know, let's help each other out. Let's all work together as an example. If you had a mastermind group going or just work in a certain community, because you never know. You're one state, the person's another state, they get a wedding gig. Hey, they give you the job. Well, maybe 6 months down the road, they also get a you know, email, or somebody contacts them on Twitter, and they've got a job that they understand, you know, that you gave. They're going to get you. They're going to take care of you. So it does really. It's like the old adage: one hand washes the other. It really is true on the internet nowadays more than ever. When I first got online as an internet marketer years ago, it wasn't so much like that. Everybody was just very, very protective of their promoting their affiliate site and keeping everything for themselves. Even if you partner with somebody, it was still like, well, they weren't so sure they wanted to give out or have your payment information on there for the commissions, because you really couldn't track it properly and all that. But that, like I said, a lot of that has changed and evolved. Another one I would recommend that you get on is Pinterest. Pinterest is very similar to Instagram. If you like taking pictures, Pinterest also, you can actually link it to where people can click on it and go to your site or to your Facebook or to wherever you want them to go to, so they can see more about what you do. Once again, the building of a Pinterest board, you want to invite others to pin on your boards too, because guess what? You'll be able to pin on their boards. And it really does make sense. The more exposure you get, the more traffic you're going to get, the more eventually you find more money and more success you're going to achieve simply by participating in the group effort, as far as helping others succeed, simply because you shared some of your talents. Another one I wanted to recommend too, and a lot of these guys out here in the field, I say guys and girls, successful entrepreneurs, netpreneurs, they're recommending Snapchat. Snapchat, of course, initially was started out to help out kids, younger folks, and they're still on there, of course, but now what's happening, it's also, what we're hearing, a lot of people, marketers, are able to actually go on there as well and actually market their wares to people like that. So a lot more folks, even in the baby boomer generation, are now getting on Snapchat. And that also it is something that's evolved and actually is growing pretty big. So pretty much any app that's coming out, and there's thousands of apps coming out weekly that are being introduced on the internet. So if you're looking at starting out, and if I gave you like five social medias to start out today, of course, number one would definitely be Facebook. Number two would be Twitter, Instagram. Number three, number four, Pinterest. And definitely, by all means, you know, get yourself a YouTube, get on a YouTube channel. Even if you don't do a video right away, at least get the channel established, establish yourself. And you may also want to go out and get your own domain, your own website address. like my website address. I have a few of them. One of the main one I mentioned earlier, Consumer View. It's consumerview.com. That's my main web address. And that's actually right now I'm focusing on doing blogging. So that my domain, of which I've had for years, I'm actually pointing it towards focusing on my blogging. So when you go there, you can sign up for free, and you got a wealth of information. Everything I'm telling you today, everything I'm telling you and so much more is actually on this particular site over at the U.S. Home Workforce. So that's consumerview.com. Feel free to check that out. Of course, you can get me on Twitter at consumerview. That's about it. I guess all I have to share for today. I'm going to get ready to close out the show in a few minutes. But if you have any questions, like I said, you can get in touch with me at consumerview. I would also recommend, too, and I would be great if you wanted to, of course, if you need any help. I do professional voiceovers and things of that nature. I'd be glad to do social media management, me and my company, and, of course, social media marketing. You can check out our website. There's a form on that page as well. You can go to viralvoiceovers.com and check out that and see what you think. If you have any questions, fill out the form anyway, and take a look around, see what you think. Be glad to work with you and your company. And if I can't help you, I definitely can get somebody that can, I'm sure, within that that arena. But anyway, once again, I wanted to thank you very much for joining us today. This is Robert J. with Your Radio Promo. I look forward to speaking to you again and continuing on with staying ahead of the social media curve. I hope this helped you out somewhat today. I'm gonna close out with another song that myself and my band did back quite a few years ago. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed. I hope you have yourself a wonderful day. Talk to you again real soon. This is Robert J. on signing off.
Are you for real? Do you want?